What is up, everybody? This is the Primal King Podcast, and this is episode number 95. All right. So I want to talk with you all today about something I heard on a different podcast a little while back. And man, did it resonate. And it was just a great podcast altogether. But there was one thing that this guy said that was like, okay, that is gold. Because it's something that I've realized to be true in my own life. And I've always kind of believed this, I think, but I've never really like kind of thought about it. And then like made sure it was something that I align with. So I think you're going to love this one today, and I think it's going to serve you well in the future. Also, too, if you're listening to this live, we are just about restocked at crossomeats.com. So as you know, as I always tell you, I don't ask you to buy anything, any coaching, any training, any of that. All I'm telling you is that if you're enjoying the podcast, go get yourself some great meat. Help support both sides of this. So go to crossomeats.com. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. I am super excited to have you here for another solo episode. As always, these are so much fun. Just being able to talk with you, right? No guests, no nothing, no fluff, any of that, just a little conversation. So what I want to talk to you about is I actually, here a couple of weeks ago, I heard probably one of the best podcasts that I've ever heard. Now, it probably isn't like the wisest thing for me to be like, hey, go listen to somebody else's podcast. But the truth is that I don't have that scarcity. I want you guys to hear all the best stuff, right? And so it's actually a podcast, and maybe some of you have heard of him, by a guy named Ed Milette. So he had on Dabo Swinney, who is the head football coach of the Clemson Tigers. So what most people don't know, who maybe don't follow football, is that these head coaches, obviously they have to know the game of football. But especially when it's in college, these people are as much motivational speaker, life coach, self-development guru, whatever you want to call it, as much as they are like kind of an X's and O's person. In the football world, or at least in the college football world, you spend a large portion of your job is actually going out, talking to families, talking to kids, recruiting them, and then basically inspiring them to come and play for your team, right? It's not like the NFL where you do a draft and whether you want to or not, you're going to, you know, the New York Jets or something like that. Like, you don't have an option when it gets to the NFL. In college, you're essentially going out there and trying to hand select the best players. And so I have always known, because you watched a lot of these coaches speak, and they're absolutely phenomenal. I mean, they like, so many of them are literally like, they probably could have taken the Tony Robbins approach and been like a, you know, your guru or whatever, but instead they're out coaching football, helping kids, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, I tell you this because he said something on that podcast that was absolutely just gold. And when I first heard it, I knew right away, I was like, that's really good stuff. But then I started kind of thinking back about my own life and really even recently some of the things that have happened. And I was like, gosh, dang, that is so true. So what he said, and I don't know if I'll hit the quote perfect, but at least to paraphrase, is he said, no matter what you do, be great at it, because you never know who's watching. And when he first said that, I was like, oh man. And then I kind of started thinking about my own life. Because one thing that I've always tried to do, and one thing that I know I've really tried to instill in my kids, is that no matter what you do, like, be the best at it that you can. If my kids are going to basketball camp, like the other day, I'm like, be the hardest working kid on that floor. You know what I mean? Like, try to be great at it. Even if basketball isn't your thing, like, try to be great at it. Work hard at doing it, because you never know who's watching. And I think back about some of the jobs, like, guys, I had some of the worst jobs. I really did. You know, moving sprinkler pipes, being a busboy at a Mexican restaurant, like, you know, carpenter work and framing and hanging sheetrock and all of these different things. But the one thing I always tried to do, regardless of what it was, whether it was in the restaurant industry, whether it was in, you know, sales as I got older, or any of these different aspects of it, I always wanted to be great at what I did, just because I wanted to take pride in what I was doing. And so it got me thinking about this, right? So one of the reasons why, so I actually had a guy reach out to me recently, And I do this a fair amount with consulting and coaching and things like that, especially in kind of the sales and business world, not so much in the businesses, in the sales world, I should say. But he actually reached out to me because of something that I did a few years ago. And it was one of those things to where when I did, it was like this product that my old boss had me put together, like these trainings and everything else. And when I did it, it was like, I'm going to do this the best that I can. And I didn't get any financial reward. Like, I wasn't paid for it. It was just kind of like part of the job at that point. But I was like, you know what? There's two ways I can approach this. Number one is I can approach it of, I'm not making any extra money for this. This is stupid. I'll go through the motions and I'll just do it because he asked me to, right? But then there's the other side of me that's like, no, if you're going to do something, be great at it, because you never know what could come of that. And so again, this is probably going back 3 years ago, I would bet. Like probably, yeah, 3 years ago. And so anyways, I did this product for him and put it together. Well, fast forward like three years later, and I have this guy reaching out to me being like, hey, you know, I want to pay you to coach me. And at first I was kind of like, no, I don't really want to do it. I don't have time. We've got so much other stuff going on. And he was persistent. And so finally I was like, okay, great. Like, I'll work with you. And we've been working together. Now, the reason why I tell you that is because this is someone who actually sought me out because they could tell that what I was doing, like I was great at it, right? And had I not done that in that situation, that scenario, that opportunity would have never happened. Another account that I currently have kind of in my quote unquote day job, right? Like my business outside of Crosso Meats is doing sales and consulting. Because I was very great at what I was doing years ago, this person had asked around, everybody referred him, was like, this is who you need to have help you, blah, 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 right? And so because I took the pride in what I was doing several years ago, it all came full circle. And so again, like I'm kind of going through these like recent scenarios, and this has happened time and time again, which is, you know, even Dabo Swinney talks about like he was a coach and he just grinded. He just worked. He was going to be the greatest position coach he could be. And then he wanted to be the greatest coordinator he could be, because he knew if he was great at those things, eventually that would lead into other opportunities. And so here's what I see happen so often. This happens so often, which is maybe you're in a job right now that you hate, right? And maybe you just don't have the ability to quit, right? And you know, if you've been following the podcast, I'm always all about like, get out of a job that you hate, like don't be miserable. But if you're not going to get out of it, be freaking great at it. Like seriously, be great at it. If you're down there scrubbing floors and you're working at McDonald's being a janitor, like, maybe you hate it, but be great at it. Be the best floor scrubber that you can be. Make that place so stinking clean that maybe somebody walks in there at some point and is like, wow, this is the cleanest McDonald's I've ever seen. Who cleans your floors? Who's your janitor around here? Because there's so many stories that you hear about of people literally being recruited from their crappy job into a great job because they were simply great at what they do. Now, for us in our business right now, we're not really like hiring people yet, right? But I've had to hire a lot of people over the years within sales and consulting and helping out companies and everything else. And one thing that I always ask them about is, did you play sports? Why is that? Because sports is something that you could be great at. Very easily to quantify greatness. Were you all conference? Were you all state? Because chances are that if you've been great at something, you'll be great at what I'm going to hire you to do. That's just the way it is. And maybe like they didn't play sports, but maybe they, you know, played the flute. Okay, great. Like how good were you at that? And so here's what I've realized is that greatness isn't an act, right? Like so many of us look at greatness as being, you know, winning the Super Bowl, or greatness as being, you know, building your business to seven figures, or greatness could be your marriage. None of those things happen in a vacuum. What I mean by that is none of those things are singular acts of greatness necessarily, right? Like we can look back at great plays, but the people who we look at as being great, it's never a singular action. It's usually what it is it's a characteristic. It's a collection of actions, right? It's who you are. And so that's why like we always go back to this thing of like, oh, like certain people have too much and other people don't have enough. And it's like, well, typically, the people who maybe have too much or what people would consider to be too much are people who have certain characteristics that have allowed them to become great. They've done things other people weren't willing to do. A lot of the people that I know that are super successful were successful before they became successful. Maybe not financially, but they were the best damn busboy you've ever seen, right? Like I remember being at the restaurant at a Mexican restaurant in Moscow, Idaho, working at Casa de Hora, right? I didn't like the job. It sucked, right? Like bringing their chips and their waters and stuff like that. It was an awful job, but it paid the bills, right? At that point in my life. And so what did I want to do? I wanted to be the best damn bus boy I could be, right? I wanted all the wait staff to fight over me being their busser because I knew that if I was great, maybe it'd mean a little extra tips for me, but I also just had that pride in myself. And so I just go back through life and I see so many examples of this. But then on the flip side, you see people who absolutely are terrible at their job and they don't even care that they're terrible, right? And so there's like this part of me that's like, okay, if you hate your job so much that you're not willing to try to be great at your terrible job, then you shouldn't be there. You're doing yourself a disservice. You're doing your employer a disservice. Like go do something else. But at the same time, like I know that's not always possible. So sometimes you are going to be in a bad job. You just will. Like maybe not at 35 or 45 or 55, maybe not, hopefully not. But maybe at 15 you will be. Maybe at 25 you will be. And so how do you react in that situation? Like I remember bussing tables and meeting a lot of great people and having that being able to open up opportunities, right? I remember, you know, framing houses and doing stuff like that. That opened up opportunities. I remember coming in and wanting to be great at sales. And like that has opened up so many doors and relationships and possibilities and opportunities and just being able to meet all these different people. If I would have been terrible at what I did and not cared about what I did, then there's no way that I would have had the relationships that I have now. But so much of that comes back to the single quote from Dabo Swinney, which is no matter what you do, be great at it because you never know who's watching. You never know who's watching. There are people I know who are literally working terrible jobs who had the right person happen to walk in that door where they're working. And because of that, them being great at what they do, they ended up in a completely different situation, right? Like when we were hiring a bunch of people on our old call center floors, it was almost like, let's go find somebody who's great at what they do. Could be at the coffee shop. It could be at a restaurant. It could be somebody selling cars, like whatever. Let's just go find somebody who wants to be great. In fact, just the other day, I was doing an interview with a guy. And so we kind of go through this process of some training and, you know, what you do sometimes when you're doing like sales hiring and stuff. You'll do like some role play and put them in certain situations just to see how they respond, see how resilient they are. And we get to the end of it and we kind of go through it and the guy bombed it like pretty big time, right? Which is normal. A lot of people do. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, we'll get back to you. You know, let us talk it over. And yeah, one of us will reach out to you. And he's like, hold on a minute. He's like, I want to do that again. He's like, I feel like, you know what, all the feedback you just gave me, like, I feel like I can implement it now and I want to be good at this. So let's try it again. And I was like, huh, okay. Okay. Like I went from thinking this dude is like not a fit whatsoever for this team to maybe, right? Like maybe there's some resilience there. Like the guy wants to be great. Like he took the feedback I just gave him and he already wants to turn around and be great at it right now. So what that lets me know is that over the course of the next 2 months, 6 months, year, he's probably going to be really good because he obviously takes pride in what he does. He didn't just be like, yeah, okay, man, let me know and we'll see what happens and blah, blah, blah. No, he's like, no, I want to be great. So let's go ahead and let's do this again. I was like, okay, cool. Like I'll take another 15 minutes with you. Like I'm not going to turn somebody down that wants to be great at what they do. Took the feedback. He implemented it. Second time through, he crushed it. But it was because he wanted to be great. It wasn't because he wanted to be good enough or because he just wanted to get by. Like he was like, I'm going to take this opportunity. I'm going to learn. I'm going to be great at it. And then at that point, like even if I don't hire him, like somebody else will, right? Like if someone reached out to me and was like, hey, you know, what about so-and-so? I heard he interviewed with you. I'd be like, yeah, great. Like, you know, we actually couldn't use him right now, but he's perfect. Like he wanted to be great at something. And I'm always going to respect that over somebody who's like, yeah, I've got this, and this degree. I don't really care. Right? Like in most things that at least I would be hiring for, I don't care about your degree. I don't care about your history. Like, do you want to be great? Because if you do, I can help you. I can teach you all the other stuff, right? Like I can teach you how to do all these different things, but if you don't want to be great, if you don't want to get better at what you're doing, if you don't care, then it doesn't matter how much I try to train you and teach you and coax you and all these different things, it won't matter. And so again, like to circle all the way back around, guys, what I would tell you is that no matter where it is in your life right now, no matter what it is that you're doing, because I know that people listen to this that are all the way up from business owners to people who have kind of your blue collar jobs and everything in between that, And what I would encourage you to do is be great, even when people aren't watching, right? Even if you don't feel like anyone's ever going to know, it's kind of like the old thing, like do the, you know, the old saying, like do the right thing, even when no one's watching. Like I think take it a step further and like be great even when no one's watching, right? It's easy to turn it on and to turn it off when people are there versus when they aren't there. The people who truly achieve greatness, in my opinion, from what I've been able to see, are the people who do everything as if people are watching them, right? They do everything because they want to be great. And guys, like I said, it could be bucking hay bales. It could be, you know, working at a terrible dive bar and being a bartender, like whatever it is. Be great at what you do. Because you know what? You might be the greatest bartender in a little nasty dive bar, but you never know what guy's going to walk in there, what girl's going to walk in there, whoever, and be like, you know what? That's a great bartender. I'm going to ask them to come and work at mine. Like this type of stuff happens. People go out on recruiting trips like this all the time. And so, again, even going back to like our call center days when we were just hiring people all the time, we were always looking for the right people. And the weird thing is like, it's hard to find, right? It's hard to find because a lot of people don't take pride in what they do. They don't want to be great at what they do because they don't like what they do. But what you may not be seeing is that don't be great necessarily just for this job's sake. Be great, first of all, for your sake, but also for your future sake. Because maybe if you go into that interview and you're like, you know what? I've been the best bartender at this dive bar for the last year. And I feel like I need a better opportunity. And then they go and they ask around. It's like, yeah, it really is the best bartender. That's for sure. Right? Like people see greatness. They understand it. Have you ever thought about it too? Like, isn't it weird how you can spot greatness right away? You ever notice that? Like there will be people like watch American Idol, right? What does it take you 3 seconds to know if these people are great? On the flip side of that, what does it take you 1 second to know if they're terrible? It's like, so if we can spot it in American Idol, what, you don't think we can spot that in jobs and in businesses and everything else? Of course we can. I mean, you look at LeBron James. Like everyone knew he was going to be great at 16 years old, right? Dude's still in college or in high school. And everyone's like, yeah, that guy's great. Like you can watch one game and you can tell he's going to be great. Like a lot of times greatness isn't hard to find. It's just, or hard to see. It's just hard to find. Seriously, like greatness usually pops out no matter where you're at. If it's a restaurant, if it's a bar, if it's a car dealership, if it's a construction site, like usually greatness will pop right off to you. So the more that you work at what you're doing to be great, the more people will notice that, the more doors that'll open. Maybe it ends up being a situation like I had recently. May not happen overnight, right? You can't go in and be like, I'm going to be great for this week and we're going to see what happens. Now you got to make it a daily habit. You got to make it a characteristic, a character trait of yours to be great. Because if you do that over and over and over again, whether it's 3 years later and you have somebody reaching out, like begging you to coach them, or if it ends up being people wanting to bring you on and lead their team because they know what you did in your previous role or all of these different types of scenarios, like it'll happen. Sooner or later, it'll happen. And I bet most of you, if you're thinking about it, it's like, yeah, I remember so-and-so was working this job. And then all of a sudden it was like, man, how did they get up there? And it's like, well, they were great at what they did. They took pride in it. You hear stories all the time of janitor to CEO, right? Why is that? Because if you take pride in scrubbing floors as a janitor and you take pride in your work and what you do, right? Like even just another scenario, Aaron Snyder, had him on the podcast, right? He started out working for a company and within what, 5 years, he was a owner of it. Why is that? Because people saw that he was great at what he did and he took pride in what he did. And the same thing can happen with anybody. But first things first is you have to actually put in the time to be great at it. You have to commit to yourself that, you know what, I'm going to scrub this floor better than anybody's ever scrubbed this floor in their life, right? Like, I know this job sucks. I know that this isn't where I ultimately want to be in my life. But what I can do right now, right here, is I can be great at what I'm doing. Because if I am, sooner or later, it'll pay off. And it will, right? You see certain people that are stuck in the same job for 30 years. They never advance. Why is that? Oh, the boss hates me. Oh, it's because this and it's because... No. Because if you are absolutely great at what you do, either you would get promoted, you would move up, or someone else would spot you and they would come and take you from that company and put you in a better situation. I mean, as a business owner myself, I am always on the lookout for people who are great at things, right? Because greatness absolutely translates to other things. If you're great in this, chances are you're great in that. If you're aloof and you don't give a crap about this, you, chances are, like if you're the type of person who just kind of goes through the motions in your current job because you don't like it, like, are you telling me that if you get your dream job, you're not at some point going to get complacent and stale in it and not do the same thing? No, because it's not a matter of what you're doing necessarily. Absolutely. Can we be more passionate about things that we are passionate about? Of course we can. Can we be excited that we land a job in our field or in our chosen field or whatever? Absolutely, we can. But at the same time, like, sooner or later, human nature dictates that we're probably going to get complacent with that, even if we're working our dream job. There's so many times, like, you have people that get their dream job, and then after 10 years of it, they're like, man, this is just another day. It's like, man, 10 years ago, you were so excited. Yeah, but blah, blah, blah. Okay? But on the same token, like, if you had been great before your dream job, and then you get your dream job, you're going to be great again. You're going to be even more great, right? You're going to be even more passion-filled, and you're going to be even more driven. But that characteristic trait of being great at what you do right here and right now will translate. So I want to wrap this up, but I want to tell you, no matter what you're doing, no matter what job you have, what business you have, no matter if you've been there for 5 days, 5 months, or 50 years, no matter what you do, just be great at it. Do everything you can to be the greatest. You know, if you're going to start a meat business, be the greatest meat business that there is. That's my plan, right? Like, if you're going to start a podcast, do everything you can to be the greatest podcast that you can. Like, that's the way I approach this stuff. And maybe it's my competitive nature. Maybe it's arrogance. I don't know. Call it whatever you want. But it's like, if I'm going to put my time and energy into something, I better damn well be the best at it, right? I better be great at it. Okay. And maybe that means I won't be the best, right? But I better damn well be great at it. That's it. And so again, I would encourage you, no matter what it is that you do, if you're, you know, answering phones, if you're scrubbing floors, if you're doing sales, if you're whatever it is, like, just be great, because you never know who's watching and you never know what opportunities can come from that. So do me a favor, get out there, be great, take pride in what you do, and then come back and let me know how that works out for you. All right. We'll talk to you next week. Everybody have an awesome day.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.